Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 297 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty of Iowa, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, well, we're going to break down the girls' Class 5A state basketball tournament tonight. Of course, on Monday, 4th-ranked Ankeny Centennial opened the tournament with a 51-47 win over number 5 Pleasant Valley, allowing the Jaguars to advance to the semifinals for the third time in 5 years. To my left is the longtime head coach of the Centennial squad, who is coaching in the state tournament for the 25th time in his 37 seasons as a head coach. He's Scott DeYoung. Scott, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Absolutely great. Very good. A little bit wet, but otherwise it's all good.
Yeah, it could be worse. It's going to get worse.
Maybe it's going to get worse.
And to my right, his senior forward for the Jaguars. She had a double-double in Monday's win with 10 points and 11 rebounds, and she also had 5 assists and 3 steals while playing all but 2 minutes of the game. She is Jaden Pratt. Jaden, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, this is the fifth straight year that you guys have been in the tournament. It's the third or fourth tournament, I believe, for all of your starters. You know, so you guys obviously have a lot of state tournament experience, but I'm sure the girls still felt, you know, a few nerves going into that game yesterday, but wow, what a start. You guys jumped out to a 23-5 lead. You couldn't have asked for a better start.
No, we absolutely could not. Pleasant Valley, most of their kids have all played on the state championship team, so that they've got a lot of pride, a lot of championship experience there, and they're hard to play against. I believe they're giving up 30 points a game, and we had 37 the first half, so it was a really, really good start on both ends of the floor.
And Jaden, you got things started with a steal that you turned into a layup, and that was one of 10 steals that your team had among the 16 Pleasant Valley turnovers that led to 22 Centennial points. You know, did you guys feel like your defensive pressure could force them into some mistakes that could lead to some easy baskets?
Yeah, for sure. We knew our defense was going to be a huge aspect for the game for us, and we knew that they were going to do some long passes, and we know that they're lengthy as well. So if we could get up and pressure them, that we can get them kind of uncomfortable, and we used that to our advantage and got them turned over.
Well, Coach, your team had a couple of early turnovers as well against Pleasant Valley's zone defense, but then Avon Martin hit a three-pointer to break a 2-2 tie, and it was almost like the floodgates just opened up for her. She went on to make her first 6 shots from deep, and she tied her career high with 20 points. You know, she's really come on the last half of the season. She's averaging 11.4 points over the last 10 games, you know, and she's a big reason why you guys have gone 8-2 over that stretch, isn't she?
Well, it's a team, right? And I see Jaden smiling when he talk about Ava. So, she's easy to root for. She's a hard worker. She's, just a great teammate. And I don't think it surprised us because we've seen it in practice. But to do it at that stage and at that quantity of 6 in a row, and some of them I don't even think hit the net. So, she was definitely feeling it. And the kids did a great job of getting her the ball. And she didn't press and take, shots that she shouldn't. And, it really got us going. Really gives us a different aspect.
Well, Ava had gone 0-for-11 from the field and 0-for-8 from 3 in your team's season opening win over Pleasant Valley. So I'm sure the Spartans were shocked when she came out shooting like that on Monday. But it seemed like, her shooting loosened up their zone a little bit. You know, Jaden, did it feel like you had a few more open lanes to drive through once the Spartans had to focus on her a little bit?
It was a little bit, but I mean, they're so big and tall that it's kind of deceptive. Just once we got the ball into me in the middle, I mean, it kind of opens everything up because they have to spread out their zone as well. So me just driving and kicking out, finding the open girls is really what's going to be beneficial for a zone, including when they're that tall.
Well, Coach, another key to your victory was your team's performance on the boards. You guys out-rebounded them by a 30-20 margin with Jaden and Maya Crawford leading the way. Maya had 5 of her 8 boards on the offensive end. You know, and some of those were just incredible rebounds where she came flying through the lane and took the ball away from 2 or 3 Spartans. And Jaden had 3 offensive rebounds as well. You know, I don't know if you've ever had a better duo going after those offensive boards.
Well, you take it for granted, but then I watch the game and I see those guys flying and getting the rebound, and it's really pretty amazing. They're undersized a little bit, but their heart is not undersized. They're very competitive, and they go after all of them, and it's just a real blessing to have 2 kids like that on the same team that are that committed to doing something that we value a lot. I know their teammates really value them rebounding, and we believe that's winning basketball, and those are 2 of the best.
And Jaden, one of Maya's offensive rebounds came off your missed free throw late in the first half, and that eventually led to another offensive rebound and putback by Rylan Boating at the buzzer to give your team a 37-22 lead at halftime. And Rylan had done the exact same thing at the end of the first quarter. You know, those two baskets were really huge, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're huge. I mean, including when the time's winding down and just she get those quick putbacks, I mean, that's huge for us, and it kind of is a burner for them on the other side where she's getting that last second layup, and it's just helpful for us, and it's almost just kind of confidence boosting that we can have someone miss and someone's going to be right there to put it back up and just clean it up.
Jaden said she missed that on purpose because we wanted 3 points out of it. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, it worked out well.
It worked out great.
Well, Pleasant Valley did make a comeback in the second half. The Spartans closed within 4 points in the final 30 seconds, but never really had a chance to tie the game. Their press did cause you some problems down the stretch, but Coach, you told me afterwards that, you know, you guys can be better against the press, and you will be. You know, so I assume that's something that you guys worked on today at practice, huh?
Well, I think we can work on it forever, but we have the ability to do it. You know, we really had two of all they probably had five possessions where they pressed. Two times we had a little bit of an issue, a big issue with it, I guess, and the rest of the time we didn't. So I think it's just the ability to stay calm and focused and confident, and, you know, we're getting down there to the nitty-gritty. So I know we'll see some pressure against Johnson because they have seen our last games, and I'm confident we'll be able to do a good job with that.
Well, speaking of Johnston, Jaden, you guys are one of four teams from the CIA Elmo Conference that advanced to Thursday's semifinals. You know, I think I first noticed several weeks ago that those four teams had taken over the top four spots in the rankings, and, you know, it was then that I thought, you know, hey, it wouldn't be surprising if we had an all CIML semifinal doubleheader, you know, at the tournament. You know, I'm guessing you're not surprised by that, are you?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, the competition that we play night in and night out, I mean, you can't ask for better basketball than the four teams that are there, and just the competitiveness, the athletes that are there, the coaches. I mean, you're getting the best of the best.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. Give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, we're talking to Centennial coach Scott DeYoung and senior forward Jaden Pratt. You know, let's look ahead to Thursday now. You guys will face number one Johnston, the defending champion, at 10 a.m. The Dragons advanced with a 73-45 victory over number 8 Iowa State Liberty. That really wasn't even that close because Johnston had a 31-point lead at half and then coasted to the win. You know, there's a reason why this team has had only three games decided by single digits. You know, they're that good, aren't they, Coach?
Well, yeah, they're very good. I would say we hope they're still kind of tired at 10 o'clock, but since they played at 10 on Monday, that's probably not going to happen. But, you know, they've just had a huge run. They play with a high level of confidence. They're extremely skilled. They're extremely well coached. They're unselfish. I mean, all the adjectives that you have of a team, that's Johnston.
Well, Johnston won both meetings against Centennial during the regular season by scores of 55-43 and 68-49. The Dragons built a 24-point lead in the first game before you guys rallied and cut it to 7 in the fourth quarter, so you made things kind of interesting there. In the rematch at Johnston, you only trailed by 7 at the half, but then the Dragons extended the lead to 17 after three periods. Jaden, they just always seem to, you know, have one or two big runs that allow them to build a lead, and then, you know, they're just so hard to come back on, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's really all it takes for Johnston just to get them going is one or two possessions, and they're just off. I mean, for us, we just need to, like, stay locked in. And just keep doing what we need to do on our end, not getting sped up and just playing our game for the full 32 minutes.
Well, Coach, Johnston boasts one of the best players in the country in junior Jenica Lewis, who I guess has like 40 or 50 Division I offers. She had 28 points in the last game against you when she made 7 of 9 three-pointers. You know, and she has the size and athleticism to pretty much, you know, get any shot that she wants. And when she's shooting the three like that, you know, I don't know how you guard her.
Well, we got to guard her. I mean, you know, so there's a couple issues there. She's a really good defender, and she causes a lot of havoc. And if you watch Johnson's games, the turnovers they create, especially Lewis, is phenomenal. And I think I looked today, she's got 80 assists and only 20 turnovers. She can shoot the three. She can drive the ball. She can really do about everything. So we know we have our work cut out for us, but we take a lot of pride in our defense. And I know we can play better defense than we did the last game. We're going to need to. I know we can. I think we will. It's a real challenge, but I think our kids are excited for it. So we don't, you know, we know that we're the underdog, and we know nobody gives us a chance, but we think we can do it. I think that's the most important thing. We believe we can.
Well, on Monday, Jenica only had 8 points on 3 of 9 shooting, but she did have 8 assists and 4 steals, and the Dragons got 16 points from Imani Jenkins, 15 from Ari Phillips, and 13 from Jalea Knetz. You know, so Jaden, it's not like you can double team Jenica and leave the other players open, because, you know, the other players are really good too, aren't they?
Right. They're a very spread out team. I mean, there's nobody that's probably going to go above and beyond of what someone else is. I mean, they're pretty solid on all aspects of their team, and just trying to kind of waver down each girl at a time. I mean, that's just kind of what's going to be big for them, and just turning them over and just having some good defense on our end.
Well, Coach, I remember some games from earlier in your career where you played against a dominant player, like the two big girls from Waterloo West that you saw at the state tournament, and even going back further when you played against Molly Nelson from Fort Dodge. You know, you could maybe design a junk defense to take that player away, but against this Johnston team, that really isn't an option, is it?
Well, plus we got the shot clock. If we didn't have the shot clock, we would be in business, but they are. And the other thing is they're very unselfish. So, like, Lewis doesn't go hunting for shots. If she's got a shot, she's going to take it. But if you help, she's going to kick it to Jenkins. And then all of a sudden, their freshman, who I really, really think is a great player, she's going to make a three, or she's fast on the floor. And then Phillips drives the ball to basket. And, you know, Kenneth has been out. Now she's back, and first game back in a month or so, 30 days, she had 14 points. So they're very, very balanced. And they do have about 2 or 3 kids that can go off for 30 points as well. So that's why they've won as many as they've had. But at the end of the day, they're kids like we are kids. They're you know, they're players are 16, 17 year olds, and we got to put a little pressure on them and disrupt them a little bit. And we just want to keep the game close and have a chance. And if we think we do that, we got a chance to, you know, do something that nobody's done for, you know, a couple seasons.
Right. Well, yeah, you told me yesterday that this is an NBA series. You don't have to beat them 4 times. You know, you just have to beat them once, and maybe you'll catch them on the right day when they're not at their best.
Correct. And I think that's how we're looking at it. And we know that we are going to have to be at the top of our game, especially on the defensive end. There's some things that we have to do really, really good. If we do, then we think we have the opportunity to have a chance to win. And that's our game plan.
Well, Jaden, you've played on several teams that have had some good games against Johnston, including in the semifinals 2 years ago. The Dragons have won the last 11 games in the series, but 7 of them were decided by single digits, 2 of them in overtime. What do you feel like is going to be the biggest key for you guys to pull off the upset?
I think just our defense and our togetherness as a team. I mean, you can't really do anything unless your defense is not up to the caliber that it needs to be. And I think with us providing pressure, getting in the passing lanes, and just doing the little things will definitely be a factor, and just settling into our offense and not trying to get sped up, just doing the right things, making characteristic moves will definitely help us in the game.
Well, Johnson's one of the few teams that has been able to hold you down a little bit this year. You've scored 7 and 8 points in the 2 games against the Dragons, about half your average. Now, I'm trying to remember, because I only saw the first game back on January 3rd. Have they primarily defended you with Imani?
Yes, Imani has primarily been defending me. I mean, she provides the length that I don't have as a post, I guess you could say. But yeah, she's been primarily guarding me.
Well, yeah, she's a 6'1" post player going to Virginia Tech, so she certainly presents some problems in the post, doesn't she?
Yes, for sure.
Well, Coach, this game will be played almost 9 years to the day that your Centennial team upset Johnston to win the state title back in 2016. That Johnston team wasn't undefeated, but they were ranked number 1 and had beaten you by 20 points during the regular season. You know, do you see any similarities between that matchup and this one?
Oh, yeah, and we've talked about it a little bit. I mean, we really got hammered, and we've only played them once that year, and we just got really hammered bad. And it was a team that just kept getting better and better, and we really kept playing better in the state tournament, and we just played a phenomenal game. And this team's kind of similar, because we got kids like Jaden and Maya that have been consistent, and that rebounding and that defense. And then you got Ava Martin, who's been, you know, really giving us that third score. And we got Finley Blackmore, who's certainly capable of making some shots, and Tilly Smith, and our play off the bench, Lizzie Beam's been great. So there's a lot of things there. We really held them down on defense. We're capable of doing that too, but we have to really be in our game and we have to do things better than we've done the last couple times. But Maya and Jaden will need to be monsters on the boards because we can't beat them by giving them second shots. So we think we got a good game plan. We're going to throw some wrinkles in there and, you know, see what happens.
Well, that Johnston team back in 2016 had a couple of dominant post players in Taryn Knuth and Rachel Henders. And of course, Rachel has now been an assistant on your staff for the last 4 or 5 years, I believe. You know, has she been a valuable resource for you? Because, you know, she obviously played for Coach Jellick back in the day.
Right. Well, we, you know, we'll maybe ask her about that tomorrow. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that a lot. But we might try to pick her brain just a little bit about that.
Well, Jen, I'll leave you with this question. You've had a great high school career in multiple sports. You played in 4 state volleyball tournaments and reached the semifinals 3 times. You also won a state long jump title along the way, and now you've played in 4 state basketball tournaments and are in the semifinals for the second time. What would that mean to you if you guys could pull off the upset and you'd be able to finish your career by playing in a state championship game?
I mean, it would mean a lot to me. I mean, I think anyone at a high school level dreams of making the state championship. I mean, it's a huge factor even going to state. A lot of people wish they could even make it there once, and I've made it there a lot of times, which I'm certainly grateful for, and just the atmosphere, you can't picture anything better than that. And just for Centennial as a whole, I think it'd be very inspiring, and with our 9 seniors, it'll definitely be a good way to send us off.
And Coach, I'll leave you with this one. You know, if you are able to somehow beat Johnston, you would then play either Dowling or Waukee Northwest for the title, and I know you'll cross that bridge when you get to it, but Dowling has really been on a roll. They just beat Northwest by 33 about a month ago. Do you give the Wolves much of a chance in that game?
Well, I think, look at 4A, you know, the number one team got beat today by Cedar Rapids Xavier, and I think North Polk won by 2, I heard the girls say. I don't know what the other scores were, but, you know, we've had in the NCAA tournament, the Virginia was the number one seed, and they got beat by the worst team, supposedly. So it's sports. Upsets happen, you know. They're kids. And, you know, I definitely think that that could happen. Dowling's got a great team. Northwest has a very good team, too, a young team. They'll probably go in with no fear. So I think it would be a huge upset, just like ours, but that's why you play the games. You never know.
All right. Well, I should also mention before I close this down that the Iowa Girls Union released a statement today that all the games will be played on Wednesday as scheduled, even with this blizzard that is expected to hit overnight. So I can only assume that Thursday's games will be played as scheduled, you know, as well. So all of you Centennial fans can plan accordingly. It should be a great game. Looking forward to it. I'll see you guys down there on Thursday, and thanks so much for coming in tonight.
Yeah, and the crowd was really good. I've got to say this, the Girls Union, the atmosphere, the little things they do, when you walk in the locker room, there's all pink lights, and they have all this nostalgia. And it's just unprecedented anywhere in the country that you can have an experience like our girls. And Jaden's been fortunate to have 4 times, and in the semifinals twice. So we're really going to go in with a lot of joy, and we're going to let it play out, and we're going to have a lot of fun and play as hard as we can.
Yeah, it's a first-class operation all
the way,
isn't
it? Very first-class.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable. It really is.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Centennial Girls basketball coach Scott DeYoung and senior forward Jaden Pratt. I appreciate their time during this busy week at the state tournament. Should be a great game on Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.